It's cough that you started, Lord. I mean, listen, this is why we come at y'all real raw and unpredictable. It is Michael true. With.
It's Tatiana coughing over here.
Right, and if you ain't coughing and you're scrolling through your web pages, you can always go by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. And right now, man, we're going to jump into this good old subject. We're going to talk about how you do a meet and a greet.
You said a meet and a greet.
Yeah, meet and then we greet.
And
then
what happens after that? It's not a combo.
Sometimes it's not. Because sometimes, me and Ms. Park can go with the shits real quick.
Sometimes it's the value menu and not the number one.
You can meet people and not be greeted accordingly.
This is true. This is very true.
Sometimes you can walk into we already talked about it. You can be in the right building, but in the wrong room. Sometimes you can walk into a building and somebody just opened the door for you.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't say, hey, how you doing?
No, like intro, no warm transfer, no warm lead, no anything other than a cardinal directional point, north, south, east, west. Yeah, go to the left.
And when you say warm,
what's past the left?
When we say warm lead, Ms. Parker, when you talk about a lead, what do you mean? Like they telling you what's this about or why are we here? Yeah. Or, you know, go to the left or go to the right?
It could be any combination of that. This is thank you for attending this event. You know, it doesn't have to be formal. It can be super informal. Hey, thank you guys for showing up at ABCDEFG. This is the whatever we have that's a direct offshoot, which could be a coalition, a collaboration, anything.
Hungry,
okay. Anything like, okay, so yeah, I know I'm pointing you in the direction of, but me, I'm the type of person, I maximize my time. So yeah, I might be pointing you to a certain direction. And I'm like, hey, especially if there's no one behind you, I'm going to walk you on through there. And while I'm walking you down to this certain area that's in the direction that I pointed you to, I'm going to get to know you. I'm going to say, hey, so what are y'all names? How did you find out about this? Who told you about us? What do you all do? Clearly, if you're here at this event, it's for a specific reason. Either you've been doing this for a while or you're looking to do this now. What do you do? Oh, we've been doing this for X amount of years. Okay, cool. Come on in here. And if it's other people in there sitting down, when I cross the threshold from the direction I pointed you, I'm going to walk through that, past that threshold, and I'm going to say, hey, individuals in here, this is whomever, this is Michael and Tatiana. They do this. They were telling us, they were telling me they've been doing this for X amount of time. That's like a warm lead, warm transfer. So that way the ice is already broken.
I love that. You just gave a good introduction to an icebreaker.
Oh, there you go.
And for me, my crazy ass just asked this from the front door. Just have a sign up sheet, name, date, occupation, what the fuck you here for, who you representing. That's the easy thing right there for me. As I come through the door, just say, hey, can you please sign in? And then we'll go from there.
Yeah. And you say, hey, can y'all sign in? And I usually follow and say, hey, yeah, go ahead and make sure your info is down so that we can stay in touch. So that we can make sure we get communication out to you.
And that's why we're talking about now that we meet up with Nick's, because me and Ms. Parker, pair-wise, have been in the business since 2020. Mm-hmm. Podcast-wise, we've been in the business since 2022. And I think we had a discussion the other day. We was like, sometimes the crowds get smaller and smaller.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I told her, I said, sometimes the crowds get smaller and smaller because you're in a different altitude. And she was like, what you mean by that? I said, as you try to scale up or go higher, there are not as many people that are trying to get to that level. Mm-mm. And so even for us, we've attended a lot of quote unquote pop-up shops.
I'll just say functions.
Functions, get togethers, meet and greets, social gatherings, mixers,
yeah,
soirees.
Yeah.
And
Just
we
say soirees.
soirees, and we're just like, what comes from this after the fact this is done?
So you attended. Now what?
What's the follow-up? Do
Now what?
the people that host these events, are they emailing, reaching out to others on social media? Are they calling your phone? Are they texting you? And for us, we've seen a lack of.
All of it. Oh, God.
She stole the woman. I was gonna say everything. She said all of
Any and all of it.
For me, it seems like a lack of preparation, a lack of now this, then what?
I don't even think it's a lack of preparation. I think it's a lack of follow through.
Follow-ups.
Yeah, I think it's a lack of follow through. Because what do they say? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the horse drink.
Even though that water was pristine,
Yeah.
it was
So
pretty, it was
a
fresh.
meetup is leading someone to the water, right?
We took a horse to the water.
Yeah. So they may be presumptuous and say, well, it's up to you to drink. It's up to you, to do what you do during that meetup. But I'm like, for me, on the opposite end, yeah, that's true. Making the connections and networking is up to you. But after you have put this on, what the hell is your conclusion? What did you get from this other than maybe or maybe not a bunch of email addresses? Because half of you ain't even asking for that or any type of connection piece.
So this is where my misunderstanding comes from all of this. And not misunderstanding, where the disconnect comes in. If you're hosting these events and you're hosting these events to do quote unquote networking, to build up, to bridge a gap,
Yeah,
to
to keep it
garner,
going, to keep it going. Yeah.
attention, why do you not follow through?
Because a lot of people think creating the event was the conclusion. It was the event. Remember we talked about checking those boxes?
Your definition of support,
Yeah.
that too.
So sometimes if that's what you're funding, was essentially based on, and that's what you're expected to report out on, number of attendees and when and where the event happened, that might be all that you need, which to me is simply you checking a box. You're not putting in the effort to keep it going or to make sure the connections happen genuinely so that it can keep going and not just keep going and grow and get bigger.
But does checking the box really help you grow? That's where my angst is. Because there are people who do multiple events or multiple or companies who do multiple events
Yeah.
every year. And you're looking for them. They say, oh, we got this, that, and the other. And then you go there and no one's there. And
Yeah, you
then
checking the box. They held the event.
they held the event, and then they will complain and say,
Yeah.
well, nobody showed up.
Yeah.
My thing is, what did you do for those who showed up?
And let me take you a step further. What happened to or for those that actually did show up now that they've shown up?
What's their reward?
You haven't even kept in contact with them. You haven't reached out. You haven't followed up to say, hey, thanks for attending. Hey, thank you for being a part of. Hey, we will be hosting the next event, said date, said time. You haven't even done that. So how, if you're not staying engaged, how and why would you expect me, who is a newcomer, to stay engaged, who is probably deeming at this point was not beneficial for them to attend, to want to come back again? I can get cookies in my own
Okay,
house.
my 11th grader who plays basketball. One of the main things about her shot is the follow through.
That's right.
Where is your follow through?
Did you see it through? Did you see it through?
Shout out to my boy Nate Logic for seeing it through.
Hey,
yeah, you know. I'm gonna get my boy Nate Logic.
Nate.
Get through with Nate, man. Y'all check Nate Logic out, man. And what we're being honest about is that it's for real. It's not about how you start.
It's how you finish.
Did you hear?
I'm sorry.
She stole the thunder god. She stole all my thunder.
But you know what? You talked about the high schooler playing basketball and the follow through on the shot. We have the middle schooler that's a swimmer, and we talk about not taking your foot off the gas for the last 15 meters. 15 meters may sound like a lot for those that don't swim, but 15 meters determines the finish of the race.
We're coming off the 2024 Summer Olympic Games in Paris.
I know y'all was watching them out there, little Dickie out there swimming.
My 12-year-old daughter actually has swam in the same pool as Katie Ledecky.
Kyle, I got about 82 pictures.
And
Ledecky swimming.
And what my wife was referring to is that you can take your foot off the gas at the end and come up short.
Yep. Blow it. Undo everything you just did from the 35 out of the 50.
Even whatever race it is, when you take your foot off the gas at the end,
mm-hmm.
you may come up short.
And to me, that's the equivalent of hosting that event, having a meetup. Now what? The last 15 is the now what? The follow through on the shot is the now what?
The last 15 in our world, the follow through on the shot is, how do you close that? How do you keep that connection? Because that is the real thing. People are missing how business works. It's connections.
Mm-hmm.
This is all it. My podcast is about connections.
Mm-hmm.
Our business model in apparel is about connections. Our business model in real estate is about connections. We have to connect to people who are not us.
That's right.
If you do not connect to others, you will be out of business.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of retailers, real estate ventures, podcasts have dwindled and died.
Yeah. Withered away. That's right.
Withered away because they lost connections.
Yeah.
That is the main thing. You have to connect to your audience, to your customers, to the people, places, or things that are pronouns. You need all those. I think people are missing the definition of nouns, but I think I hit on the subject. I might go there later on. People are missing how to connect to nouns.
Yeah.
I think a bunch of y'all on some predicates, some adjectives,
adverbs,
and some adverbs, and some lyrics that y'all don't understand. Y'all talking to people that ain't even listening to you. You need to find your noun.
So when you find your noun will be that person who will then point other nouns in the direction of you because they found it beneficial. But if someone has a takeaway of no takeaway, then there was nothing taken away. So I'm not coming back to it.
Tell me this. If I'm a business owner and I go to an event and I get zero return for my investment.
So that was the takeaway of no takeaway. That was taken away.
I got zero ROI, return on my investment.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say if I went to a pop-up shop,
mm-hmm.
just going to be general, the entry fee for my pop-up shop was $50.
Preach on it. Oh, that's
at the decent. Minimum for a business owner. I need to make 50 to get back what I put into this
investment. Right.
And then If I don't make my maximum 50, and then I don't get any customers, or if I got two customers, then they didn't give me their email address or their phone number,
I got
internet.
no data points.
I got no data points. I have no way to try to reconnect or connect to them
Or
once again.
stay in connection with them.
Exactly. So that's where we're going to, when we're looking at how do you make this work? If it's be fooling with you, who's fooling with us?
Right.
Am I wrong in that assumption is that if I'm looking for one, the minimum is one. So people gotta understand this. When you are trying to go to any public function, your minimum number is one connection. One connection, regardless of the price or whatever the fee was. If you do not get, as Ms. Parker say, one data point, which is one connection, one phone number, one email address, one something. And by the time I've invested my money up front and then my time, which is most
Energy,
expensive,
effort.
God, it's all that so expensive. Can't get it back.
You can't get that back.
And I get one, get 0 data points. That is a failure.
It is very much a takeaway of no takeaways for me to have taken away, which means I ain't coming back.
And then the wild thing is, if you are not the person or entity that's hosting that event, the one data point you should get is whoever hosted the fucking event.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out.
So
Who is that person?
sometimes,
I don't know.
exactly. So how is that the person who's hosting that event doesn't give you that one data point,
Right.
or that 2 data points, or that 3 data points?
Listen, let me tell you something.